And we're just about ready now. We're just about set. And this is a treat. We have a large ensemble, hand percussion, bass, trombone. I think there's a trumpet. I haven't seen it yet. I know there is a vocalist, and I know that you're in for a great treat here at the Saturday Light Brigade as we welcome Machete Kisumantau.
If you want to. It's radio, but it doesn't have to be that pristine. Oh, that was terrific. This is the group. I'm getting better every time I pronounce it. It's Machete Kisumantau. And tell me a little bit, tell me what the name of the group derives from.
Machete is it's two things. It's the Puerto Rican tool of choice for the worker. And also is, you know, war tool too.
Got it, like the sickle or machete.
Yeah, it's more intended for the tool of the worker.
Excellent. Well, tell me, first of all, could you sort of introduce yourself and the players?
Yeah, my name is Henya, and I'm from Quebradillas, Puerto Rico. This is Gregson.
We'll go along. You can introduce, we'll go around the circle that way. But tell me, when did you come to Pittsburgh?
9 years ago.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. Are you going to be playing at Pitts Festival next week?
We're going to be at the Three Rivers Arts Festival in Friday, June 14th. And tonight we have a show, it's at the Smiley Moose, but it's for big people.
Well, that's okay. There's lots of big people and grown-ups listening. So let's meet the guy playing trombone, which is you. What's your name?
Hey, I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg. And how did you get involved with these guys?
So I met Henya and some of the other members through the University of Pittsburgh African Ensemble, which is a long-running community ensemble at Pitt. And it's really great. So we learned a lot of the African rhythms. And then Henya wanted to get a band together. And some of them already knew each other because they have another band, and I'm sure they'll talk about that. So we got together and started learning some traditional Puerto Rican salsa.
That's great. I know there is a Latin American music festival at Pitt. I think it's next week. And I was thinking, Oh, that's right. Okay. I get confused. But thank you for being here. How long have you been playing together?
We've been together about six years. And and so we're looking forward to keep playing in Pittsburgh. I have to make a really quick hello to my friends and family and my partner Amy and any of the young listeners who are students at Shaolin Studios here in Pittsburgh.
Excellent. Thank you. And we'll give you, in fact, we're going to do that all now so we can get to more music. And who are you?
My name is Kristen and I play the trumpet.
Yes, I'm in the brass section of the orchestra right now. And are you from Pittsburgh originally? Or?
No, I'm actually from State College, but I've lived here for, 7 years now.
Well, great. And how did you get involved?
Well, I've been friends with these guys for a long time and just recently joined the band when they needed a new trumpet player. So I've only been playing with them for a little bit, but I've known these guys for a long time. So.
Well, it's a lot of fun to hear you. Do you want to say hello to anybody at all?
Yeah, hi to everybody. My family and, whoever.
The whole entourage. Now we're going to come over and the percussion section. I'm going to make a guess that you're Dino, am I right?
Yes, nice to meet you. My name's Dino.
Nice to meet you, too. You sound great. Dino has, I know you can picture a trombone and a trumpet. The percussion's a little harder to picture. He's got, bongos, and then kumba,
a conga, and this is a tumba.
What are the skins made out of? Are those natural?
Natural rawhide, and they are natural. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I thought they were. I can tell by the wear and also by the sound. They sound great. So are you from Puerto Rico as well?
No. My family originally comes from Calabria, Italia. And I was born in America. And I have a little bakery that I'd like to say hello to up in Brackenridge to my mom and my dad and my brothers and the rest of my family and Deanna. And I've been playing with machete since we started. It was actually me, Ketan, and Vijay, which you're going to meet in a second. Ketan and Vijay are the bassist and guitar player. And we've been playing in another group for 14 years now. We've been playing together. And I've been playing with Ketan, the bass player, for about 20 years. And a rock band, the other band.
And what's its name?
Chai Baba.
Excellent. And I know who is from Puerto Rico? I'm just curious. Okay. Okay, because in my notes, it's interesting how things get described, but I thought you had, a number of folks. It's just two of you. It's nice to have a blend of different cultures and different people playing together. There was something I wanted to ask you, and I forgot. Oh, tell me about the bakery. So it's a nice bakery in Brackenridge. What's its name?
Yeah, the name of the bakery is Vibo's Italian Bakery. And the name Vibo is the town in Italy we're originally from. And my mom started it in 1984. And then we've had it open now, so that's going to be our 30th anniversary next year. And it's all family run. We have just me, my father, my brother, and my mom used to work there. She's semi-retired. And we have a guy named Cockroach who works with us too.
Excellent. But and that's probably not generally, you know, you don't want to advertise. He doesn't, I'm sure at the bakery, he doesn't wear a name tag that says Cocker.
His real name is Frank.
Thanks, Dino. Now, the bass player, you can't see this, but he's also doubling on cowbell, and it's Keaton and Kenton. And I've never seen anybody quite do this, but you're playing sort of hammer-ons on the bass, and at the same time, you're playing cowbell.
That is correct.
So a stick in his right hand and the frets of the bass in his left hand. How you have been playing together for a while, even before this band, Dino was saying?
Yeah, well, I play, my first instrument was drums, drum set. I still play a lot of hand percussion, and the last 5 years I've been a company set, Point Park and CMU for dance classes. So I get a lot of drumming practice, actually more than bass, to tell you the truth. But this is just, what do you call it, the polyrhythmic coordination that you learn as a drummer anyway. It came in handy. In this band, I started doing it at practice. I didn't originally plan to be both the bass and cowbell player, but it ended up getting used to it, and it makes for a very compact salsa band.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. Do you, any of you work with Dolores Hagee at all? Dolores teaches African drumming and dancing, and she's at Carnegie Mellon, so maybe not. Ah, okay. Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. And now we're going to go to the guitarist, and then we will almost have made it all the way around and then back to music. This is VJ. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm VJ. You just talked to my brother, Gethin. He was my introduction to Pittsburgh, and I started playing in Chai Baba with him and Dino. They already knew each other from the African drumming ensemble at Pitt. So they already had some of the training required for playing the Puerto Rican music, which contains elements of African music within it. I was lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time, and lo and behold, like, I'm playing Puerto Rican music. It's great.
Excellent. And I didn't ask you three if you wanted to say, well, we said hello to the bakery. Dino actually got us hellos in. Did you want to say hello to anybody?
Everybody. Everybody in southwestern Pennsylvania, and who can listen to this show?
Perfect. That's a great, efficient way to handle it. Did you want to say hi to anybody?
Oh, hi to Rachel, my wife, and all the Bacranias out there listening.
Okay, now we come to Gloria. And tell me about yourself.
I am originally from Puerto Rico, and just have been following Machete, actually, for a long time since I found him here in Pittsburgh. And just recently got the privilege of Henya asking me to do some chorus for her and some... So I just joined the band pretty much.
Excellent. Now we have about 28 minutes of radio time left, and I wanted to get our introductions. Oh, did you want to say hi to anybody?
No. My husband and my boys, my girls are here, but my boys are with them. So
I want to be sure we get as much music in as possible. So I would like to turn it over to you. And yeah, please.
I want to say hi to the kids at Waldorf School of Pittsburgh. That's where I teach Spanish. And also all the kids at Phillips Elementary. That's where my daughter goes to school and preach freedom too.
Both good schools.
My mom and my family in Puerto Rico, in New York, Pennsylvania, everywhere. Thank
you. Don't forget the academy.
And London. No.
So what was the song you opened with?
That one is a plena. It's called Caracatiskis. It's a very old song in Puerto Rico. The style is very old, but the song is actually very old too. Mon Rivera. That is a plena. And the next one that we're going to do is Calle Luna, Calle Sol, which is old school salsa. That's from the very beginning by Fania All Stars.
Excellent. And let me ask you one other question. I know I hear Machete without the Kisamantao. How do you prefer the band to be billed? Just Machete, or is Machete just for short?
It's Machete Kisumontao. There's too many machetes. In the beginning, I didn't know that. And then we had to add something to make a difference. So now it has to be Machete Kisumontao.
Got it.
Like an African word.
Got it. I just wanted to be sure we knew how to bill you. Okay, well, let's get you ready to work again. Here again, Machete Kisumontao. Thank you.
evitar es mejor. O la tiene perdida. Mete la mano en el bolsillo, saca y abre tu cuchillo y ten cuidado. Póngame en oído, en este barrio muchos guapos me han matado. Calle Luna, calle Sol.
¿Dónde?
Calle Luna, calle Sol. Mire, señora, agarre bien su cartera. No conoce este barrio, a que saltan a cualquiera. Mete la mano en el bolsillo, saca y abre tu cuchillo y ten cuidado. Póngame el oído en este barrio, muchos guapos lo han matado.
Mucho han matado.
Calle Luna, calle Sol.
¿Cómo es?
Calle Luna, calle Sol.
En los barrios de guapo no se vive tranquilo. Mide bien tu palabra, o no vale ni un kilo.
Thank you.
live on the Saturday Light Brigade, Machete Kisu Mantau, and we have linked to their Facebook, actually to their Reverb Nation page, which is easy. It's just reverbnation.com/machetepittsburgh. That was a good choice. That makes it easy for people to get to. Kristen, Jim says hello to you. He says you probably won't know him as Jim, but you'll know him as Whiff. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does. It does. I'm part of a group. We're hashers. We run around and we're pretty silly. So yes.
You're runners with a problem. The Hash House Harriers running. Well, he says hello.
Yes, hello to all.
We also have Cub Scouts that are here today from Pack 257. And I think, are you the Cub Scouts that meet in the Greenstone Church? I live right behind where you meet. And do any of you have any questions you would like to ask of people playing today? Something about music or about Puerto Rico or about Italy? What's your name?
Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. And what's your question?
My question is, what's that instrument that she's playing?
Gloria. So Gloria has an instrument, and thank you for asking that. We talked about the other drums. Tell Anthony and our radio audience what that is, Gloria.
It is a shaker.
So it looks kind of like, it almost looks like a bowling pin, or it's rounded. It looks like a gourd.
It is a gourd, and it has the beads on top of it, so it, when you shake it, then it makes the sound.
Very good. That was a good question, Anthony. Does anybody else have a question from the Scouts at all? Or a comment? Oh, here's one over here. And then we'll get back to the music after a question or two. What's your name?
Is anybody playing?
What's your name?
Rocco.
Thank you, Rocco. Go. What's your question?
Does anybody play in a band?
You mean like an orc, like a kind of band they would have at school? That kind of band?
No.
A rock band?
Yeah.
Does anybody play in a rock band? Dino does, and the bass, Ketan, and VJ.
We all do. Everybody has their own project.
Yeah. And this is a band, too, depending on how you... It's a band of musicians. But do you play a musical instrument?
No.
Okay. Piano a little bit? Any other questions from our Scouts? Okay, or adults, you guys are welcome to ask questions as well. Hang on, we have to be sure that you're actually audible. What's your name?
My name's John. For the bass player, how high do you have to turn that up so you can play it just with your fingers? I'm a bass player as well, and I know what you're doing, but... You must have fingers that can crush, like, rocks. I mean, I'm really impressed. You're my new bass playing hero right now. I'm pretty amazed. Thank you.
They need a bass hero.
Okay.
Yeah, he's talking about the percussive style of playing the bass on the neck. That's a good question. What's your name?
Jack.
Nice to have you here, Jack. Any comments or questions at all?
No.
Okay. And what's your name?
Matthew.
What is it?
Matthew.
Hi, Matthew. Matthew's here with the Scouts, too. And what's your name?
Jackson.
Jackson is here with the Scouts. I wanted to be sure all the Scouts had a chance to say hello before we get back to the music. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 17 minutes before noon. And what, pray tell, are you going to do next?
It's one called Maquino Landera. My hero, Ismael Rivera.
My hero? Like bass hero?
He passed away, but in the 70s, it was huge in Puerto Rico and Latin America. His name is Maelo. So this one's one of his songs, Maquino Landera.
And it has a certain feel, and I think I'm right in saying that it has to do sort of with a washing machine. Or washing
clothes. No, la de Maquino Landera is a train. A train like... Like it sounds like it, but it's actually the sound of the chumalacatera, chumalacatera, chumalacatera. It's the train passing when there was like a steam engine, you know, in Puerto Rico. So yes,
it sounds fine. Well, you know what it's gonna sound like? It's gonna sound a lot like
what you're about to hear. Here is Machete Kisumantau. You guys are wonderful to listen to. I bet you're wonderful to dance to. I say that because I don't dance. I'm dancing inside of my head. And it's wonderful. What is that song saying? You mentioned, you know, it's in tribute to somebody.
Can you tell me the sentiment of the song at all, or the?
It's about the steam engine. It's no longer running in Puerto Rico, but at a certain time it was like, you know, they transport sugarcane. The name of the mine is Machete, which is the tool of the worker, right? Like sugarcane cutting, and it's everything. It's like, yeah.
Well, the song
Chumalacatera is like the sound of the steam engine. It's like Chumalacatera, 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 Chumalacatera. So that's the spirit of the song. But he makes light of all this, the suffering of the worker. He always made light of it. You know, like we're doing it, but you know, the smile and.
I get it, and if you're Greg, it's the sound of the washing machine. Craig, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Spanish because lavandería is like a washing machine, yeah. So it does sound like it.
That's interesting. And Henya had mentioned Ismael Rivera or Milo, and this, you know, a lot of our music is kind of a tribute to him. Really famous band leader in Puerto Rico, and most of our first songs that we played as a band were right off the record, one of his records, and so we take a lot of inspiration from him, and that was something else that Henya had mentioned.
Yeah, I was curious about that. What is his name again?
Ismael Rivera.
And have you recorded yet as a group? Have you put out a CD? Or?
No, we are actually working on a video that's coming out hopefully soon. Yeah, a DVD. It's more of a visual experience and everything. It's everything, not just more of visual, but everything.
I'm very happy to hear that you're going to do that because I think more people need to hear you and see you. Does anybody have another question that's here at all? Okay, I just wanted to be sure. I think we have about 7 minutes of radio time, which I think is probably one, is it one song, I'm guessing? But it's going to be my last chance to say thank you to all of you for being here, and also to ask you if there is anything else any of you wanted to say to folks listening. I hope that people will look for you and come out and hear you and listen to you.
We want to play a lot more for the community, that's for sure. And, you know, the more family-friendly events, the better for us, because we're trying to, you know, send. It's not just a fun band, but it's also, we're trying to send a message.
How can people reach you if they would like to have you play? First of all, if you write to us, if you're listening and are curious, if you write to us, we will get in touch with Machete Cusamantala on your behalf. Is there a way to reach you directly?
Yeah, I mean, if they're through Machete Cusamantala on Facebook or Reverb Nation Machete Pittsburgh. You can also email me. My email is eugenia.nieves@gmail.
This would be a fun band for your wedding, bar mitzvah, or outside garden party, just about anything. What is the song you're going to do now?
This one is a bomba, so because we needed to do a little bit of each style of Puerto Rican music that we do, and this one is a very African roots bomba called Cangala Kingili.
Thank you very much for being here to all of you, and here they are again, Machete Cusamantala. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
I'm getting better. I'm getting better, yeah.
Kangala kinga lingili kangala kinga lingili kangala kingili kangala kingili kangala kinga lingili 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 kangala
Well done.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
And thank you so much. What a great job they did. And thank you once again. I was just trying to post their picture on Facebook as we were talking. I was trying to get a picture of them up on our Facebook page. And congratulations and thank you. And Dino, I just realized we've been Facebook friends, and I've been actually following your other music for a while. I didn't realize that until. Or Dino, I'm sorry. There he is, Dino. Yeah. Thank you. That was the group of the group Machete Kisimantao, and look for them, consider them. Pittsburgh Musical Theater, Gemini Theater, Hampton Township, Tech Expo, Yvonne Atkinson, Jennifer Riddle Harding, and John Carson. Thank you for being with us here on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade from SLB Radio Productions.